Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace the IELTS Speaking Test, describing a time you apologized. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about personal experiences, including times when you had to apologize. This topic is quite common and has appeared in past exams, making it likely to come up in future tests as well. Being prepared to discuss such situations can significantly boost your confidence and performance in the speaking section. Part 1. Introduction and interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about apologies and related topics. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you think it's important to apologize when you've made a mistake? Band 6 to 7. Answer. Yes, I believe apologizing is crucial when we make mistakes. It shows respect for others and helps maintain good relationships. In my experience, saying sorry can often resolve conflicts quickly. Band 8 to 9. Answer. Absolutely. I firmly believe that apologizing is essential for maintaining healthy relationships and personal growth. Not only does it demonstrate respect and empathy towards others, but it also reflects maturity and the ability to take responsibility for one's actions. In my experience, a sincere apology can diffuse tensions and pave the way for constructive dialogue and reconciliation. Part 2. Long-term cue card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to apologizing. Describe a time when you had to apologize to someone. You should say who you apologized to, why you apologized, how you apologized, and explain how you felt about it. Band 6-7 sample answer. I'd like to talk about a time when I had to apologize to my best friend, Sarah. It happened last year when I forgot her birthday. We've been friends since high school, and I've never missed her birthday before. The reason I apologized was that I felt terrible for forgetting such an important day. Sarah always remembers my birthday and makes it special, so I knew I had let her down. I apologized by calling her the next day. I explained that I had been very busy with work and lost track of the date. I told her how sorry I was and promised to make it up to her. I felt really guilty about the whole situation. It was hard to admit my mistake, but I knew it was the right thing to do. After apologizing, I felt relieved, and I was glad that Sarah understood and forgave me. This experience taught me to be more mindful of important dates and to value my friendships more. Band 8-9, sample answer. I'd like to recount an incident where I had to offer a heartfelt apology to my colleague James. This occurred approximately 6 months ago, when I inadvertently shared some confidential information during a team meeting. The crux of the matter was that I had misinterpreted the scope of what could be discussed openly. James had entrusted me with some sensitive data related to an upcoming project, and in my enthusiasm to contribute to the discussion, I unwittingly divulged details that were meant to remain private at that stage. Realizing my grave error, I immediately approached James after the meeting. I took full responsibility for my actions, acknowledging that I had breached his trust and potentially compromised the project's integrity. I expressed my sincere regret and assured him that I fully understood the implications of my mistake. To make amends, I offered to speak with our manager to clarify the situation and take any necessary steps to mitigate potential damage. The experience was profoundly humbling. I felt a deep sense of remorse for letting down a colleague who had placed his trust in me. However, the act of apologizing, while initially daunting, was ultimately cathartic. It reinforced the importance of discretion in professional settings and served as a valuable lesson in maintaining confidentiality. James's gracious acceptance of my apology not only preserved our working relationship, but also strengthened it, as he appreciated my honesty and willingness to own up to my mistake. Follow-up questions. How did the person react to your apology? Do you think your relationship with this person changed after the apology? Band 6-7, sample answers. Sarah reacted quite well to my apology. She was understanding and told me it was okay. I think she appreciated that I called her directly to say sorry. Yes, I believe our relationship changed a bit. We became closer after this incident because it showed how much we value our friendship. It made us both more considerate of each other. Band 8-9, sample answers. James's reaction was remarkably gracious. He appreciated the promptness of my apology and my forthright approach in addressing the issue. While he expressed concern about the potential implications, he also acknowledged the sincerity of my regret and my immediate offer to rectify the situation. His response was a blend of professionalism and empathy, which I found both reassuring and motivating. Interestingly, this incident served as a catalyst for strengthening our professional relationship. The way we handled this delicate situation fostered a deeper level of mutual respect and trust. It highlighted the importance of open communication and integrity in our workplace interactions. Moreover, it led to more transparent discussions about project boundaries and information sharing protocols within our team, ultimately benefiting our collective work dynamic. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you think people apologize enough in today's society? Band 6-7, answer. I think it varies. Some people are good at apologizing, while others find it difficult. In general, I believe we could all benefit from apologizing more sincerely when we make mistakes. It's important for maintaining good relationships and creating a more understanding society. Band 8-9, answer. I believe there's a nuanced perspective to consider here. While we've seen a growing emphasis on emotional intelligence and interpersonal skills in recent years, which might encourage more apologies, we're also living in an era where public figures often resist admitting fault, potentially influencing societal norms. Moreover, the rise of social media has created a culture where people sometimes double down on their positions rather than acknowledging mistakes. However, I've also observed a countertrend, particularly among younger generations, who seem more willing to engage in open dialogues about mistakes and apologies. Ultimately, I think the quality of apologies is as important as their frequency. A genuine, thoughtful apology that demonstrates understanding of the harm caused and a commitment to change is far more valuable than frequent, superficial sorries. So while we might benefit from more apologies in some contexts, what we really need is a cultural shift towards accountability and sincere remorse when mistakes are made. How has technology affected the way people apologize? Band 6-7, answer. Technology has changed how we apologize in several ways. Now, we can send apology messages instantly through text or social media. This can be good because it's quick, but it might also make apologies feel less personal. Video calls have made it possible to apologize face-to-face even when we're far apart, which is helpful. Band 8-9, answer. Technology has fundamentally altered the landscape of interpersonal communication, including how we apologize. On one hand, it has facilitated immediate communication, allowing for prompt apologies via text messages, emails, or social media posts. This immediacy can be beneficial in addressing issues quickly before they escalate. However, this ease of communication also presents challenges. The lack of face-to-face interaction in digital apologies can sometimes diminish their perceived sincerity. Nonverbal cues, tone of voice, and body language, which are crucial in conveying genuine remorse, are often lost in text-based communications. Interestingly, technology has also introduced new forms of public apology. Social media platforms now serve as stages for public figures and corporations to issue apologies to large audiences. This has heightened scrutiny on the art of apologizing, often leading to debates about authenticity and responsibility. On a positive note, video calling technologies have bridged geographical gaps, allowing for more personal face-to-face apologies even when people are physically distant. This can help preserve the emotional nuance that's often crucial in sincere apologies. Overall, while technology has made apologizing more convenient, it has also complicated the process, requiring us to be more mindful about how we express remorse in a digital age. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To enhance your speaking performance, incorporate these sophisticated words and phrases. To take responsibility, take sponti phrase. To accept that you are the cause of something and that you should be blamed for it. Example, I decided to take responsibility for the mistake and apologize to my team. Sincere, sincere, adjective. Genuine, honest, without pretense. Example, her apology was sincere, and I could tell she truly regretted her actions. To make amends, make mends, phrase. to do something to correct a mistake that one has made, or to make up for bad behavior. Example, to make amends for forgetting her birthday, I organized a surprise party the following weekend. Remorse, noun, deep regret or guilt for a wrong committed. Example, his expression of remorse was so genuine that I couldn't stay angry with him. To acknowledge, verb, to accept or admit the existence or truth of something. Example, it's important to acknowledge our mistakes before we can truly apologize for them. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing topics like apologizing, practice storytelling. Prepare personal anecdotes related to common themes like apologizing. This will help you speak more fluently and confidently. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate sophisticated words and phrases naturally in your responses. This demonstrates linguistic flexibility and richness. Show reflection. When discussing past experiences, include your thoughts and feelings. This adds depth to your answers and showcases your ability to analyze situations. Maintain coherence. Ensure your ideas flow logically, especially in part two. Use linking words and phrases to connect your points smoothly. Engage with the examiner. In part three, don't just answer the questions directly. Elaborate on your points and provide examples to support your views. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about language proficiency, but also about communicating your ideas clearly and engaging in meaningful dialogue. For more tips on handling different IELTS speaking topics, check out our guides on describing a situation when you had to resolve a misunderstanding and explaining something to someone.